Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. And to start off today's episode, well, we got some pretty big news as we just had a brand new update come out. And this is version 16.20, and with this update brings the Chonker tires. And this is pretty much what they do. When weapon attachments were being leaked back in January, it's hinted that vehicle mods were also on the way. The first of these mods has now arrived in the form of the Chonkers off-road tires. Head to one of the many gas stations around the island and look for a pile of tires that you can interact with. They will take up a spot in your inventory when you pick them up, so make sure you have a car nearby. They only stack up to one, so make sure that you have it when you're ready to do a car, and you can't carry more than one. By the way, this article that I'm reading from is from FortniteTracker.com. They have a bunch of articles there. You can view stats and item shops, creative maps, and stuff like that. So go check that website out. But we also have, to equip the off-road tires, simply throw them at your vehicle of choice, and they will snap on automatically. As the name suggests, these tires upgrades let you drive off-road quicker and even help you traverse your way up those steep hills and mountains. The spark plug AI can be found at Catty Corner Garage, which has been given a makeover and named as Chonkers Customs. She offers challenges related to modding vehicles, sells 8 mechanical parts, and does weapon upgrades, suddenly making Catty Corner a very strong POI. Also, the new Mythic Recycler has been added. It is it does a little bit more damage than the Legendary version, which really there's no point in getting this if you have the Legendary, but it's still worth good to have it. You can get it by killing the Spire Assassin, and the Spire Assassin no longer drops the shotgun, which I'm sure a lot of people are happy about. I'm sure a lot of people don't like the shotgun, especially the mythic one. Also, creative mode improvements. All Joyride vehicles from Party Royale mode are now available in Fortnite Creative. This is something that map builders have been craving for a long time and will undoubtedly lead to plenty of crazy new game modes. Think Whiplash, Drag Races, or Mudflaps versus Snipers. Pretty much what this means is all the cars are now in Creative. Furthermore, after a successful beta period, the option to create 50-player games is now open to all creators. This, combined with changes above, means endless possibilities for fresh creative mode concepts. Now, we're not going to go over the leak skins. We only have 5 leak skins, actually, this update. But we are going to be going over the new locker bundles that we have. We're going to be going over new skin styles and stuff like that. So the new stuff that they have gotten is that there is now a new kind of blue and purple style for Bush Ranger, and his back bling and his pickaxe is called Dream Ranger. Looks really cool. I still don't have him. Probably will pick him up soon, though, as he is a pretty good skin. I mean, for 1,200 V-Bucks, and you get all 5 of those styles. I mean, 5 styles? That's a lot, but like for a blue skin especially. I mean, Fishstick, I don't even think has that many styles. And he used to be, like, the skin with the most styles in the game. So he does not even have 5 styles. He only has 4. And if you don't have the World Cup style, he only has 3. I have the World Cup style, though, so I have 4, but for the people who don't have the World Cup style, they're going to be missing out on that, as they can't get it. But Cryptic and Mystic probably will be coming back sometime in the next week, as they got new orange styles. I have the Cryptic skin, so I don't have the Mystic skin, though, so I don't know what that looks like, but they both look pretty similar. They have fire on their shoes, legs, and the bottom of their shirts. Of their jackets, I mean, and it's animated and looks really sick. It looks, as I said, really cool. And then their back blings as well got brand new styles. Both of them got the orange version as well. You have to like it when the back blings get new color styles along with the skins. And now this just makes the Spectral Spine even better, as now it has a orange style as well. And now this goes amazing with a lot of skins like Bocce and stuff like that. Just a really good new style for that back bling. And that was already pretty good. But we also have the Cryptic has the same style for her and her back bling. That is all really for the new update, though. We do have some news about some of the Fortnite servers. They're pretty unplayable right now. They're really hard to play. They're really laggy. So if you're playing competitive tournaments, just know that it's really hard to play right now. And some of them can be really laggy, like extremely laggy. Like there's rubber banding, which if you haven't seen the video, it's from, I don't remember who posted it, but it was showing how since Fortnite came out to now, the servers have not changed. It's still just as laggy as it was before. And just as much rubber banding, which is where you like will walk forward and snap right back to where you were. But other than that, we have some news about a new PS4 and PS5 tournament. If you did watch on my channel that video of all the new leaked skins, you'd see the Aloy skin and her special PS5 style, where she has that winter style. This looks really cool. Definitely going to be trying to pick this one up. The tournament is on the 14th, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you're in NA West like I am. And it is a pretty fun tournament, it looks like. So pretty much in the – but this is what the blog post says from the Epic Games website. Item shop. Beginning April 15th, so that's the day after the tournament. 2021 items from Horizon Zero Dawn arrive in Fortnite, including the Aloy outfit, which includes her Blaze Canister backbling, Aloy's Spear Pickaxe, Glint Hawk Glider, Shield Weaver Wrap, the Heart Rising Emo, and the Aloy the Skywatcher loading screen bundle only you're sure to love. You can only get the loading screen from the bundle again. I really wish you just got it from buying one of the items, but definitely if you're not picking up the skin, I'm definitely at least picking up this pickaxe. The pickaxe looks amazing. As a bonus to PlayStation 5 players, anyone who owns the Aloy outfit on their PlayStation and who on their PlayStation 5 and plays a match will unlock the Ice Hunter Aloy style. Also, grab your boat and a partner for the Aloy Cup starting Wednesday, April 14th, available only on PlayStation consoles. The top performing teams in each region will receive the Horizon Zero Dawn bundle before it hits item shop. You're not just receiving the skin in this, you're receiving everything. All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items, I think it is. No, 7 items. You have a bunch of items that you're getting for this. But the Aloy Cup rewards precision and mastery fitting its namesake when utilizing the bow. Compete against other PS4 and PS5 players to be the last one standing in each game, but eliminating opponents using a bow will earn additional points. And then they have a scoring, and I'm just going to say that how much eliminations are worth, because there's some placement points, but eliminations are 2 points each, and bonus for eliminations using a bow is 8 points. And it's on April 14th. And then also, team up. Aloy and Lara Croft limited time mode as they're both PlayStation skins. Get ready for 2 gaming icons to unite. Find your duo partner and compete in the new team up. Aloy and Lara limited time mode based around duos. Players will automatically be outfitted as either Aloy or Lara Croft in a loot locked battle with only the craftable bow Aloy and the dual pistols Lara at your disposal. Keep an eye out for wildlife, master your crafting skills to upgrade your weapons, and earn the ultimate primal victory royale. The team up Aloy and Lara limited time mode starts April 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern and ends on April 18th, 9 a.m. Eastern. This is pretty cool. You get to test out the Aloy skin before it comes out, or before you buy it, because it does come out the day before this LTM. But you don't have to buy it, then you can just test it out in the LTM and then go buy it if you really like it. And that's really cool. Personally, I don't have a PS5 yet, so I won't be able to redeem that other style. I'm hoping they'll be able to get the new one, though. Then we have Fortnite update for creative. So we already went over the joyride vehicles and the large matchmaking support, but also Hub V2 Islands. They'll be on the lookout for featured hubs taking advantage of our new Hub Islands, Flat Grid Hub V2 and Floating Island Hub V2. These new hub layouts feature clear, simplified areas perfect for navigation with a single height building guide, pathways, and pathways to portal areas. Since the building guide may take up some space, some of your creative space, we've also increased the building volume for these islands to be 71 by 71 compared to the previous 67 by 67 hubs. We can't wait to see all your new welcome hub creations. Note, they're planning to add an additional welcome hub update in the future update to adjust featured portal placement and allow them to feature new hub version 2 creations. Also, gameplay features. just some different stuff, but new valley builds have been added to the max players option in My Island game settings from 20, 24, 30, 32, 40, 48, and 50. So those are just some of the other stuff is that they added a new option to My Island game settings, and that is matchmaking privacy, private or public. Default is public. When an island is published with the option set to private, it will immediately restrict how other people can interact with the island. The island cannot be accessed via portals except on islands belong to the island creator. The creator can place portals pointing to their island in their own personal hubs or islands, but nobody else can. The island cannot be accessed via the front end code entry menu. The island will not appear in recently visited or favorited island lists. The island cannot be featured on the welcome hub and cannot be accessed via the portals on the welcome hub. Important, this setting is permanently set the first time that the island is published, and you can duplicate an island which has its primary position set and freely change the setting on the duplicate until the first time it's published. So that's pretty cool. So those are just the two things, but featured removals, the following items have been removed from the device gallery. Item spawner plate, player spawn plate, and player checkpoint plate. The devices will continue to work on all islands which already have them, but they can no longer be selected or placed from the device gallery, and they recommend replacing these older devices with their newer counterparts where possible to ensure future compatibility. The following items have been removed from the device gallery and will not be functioning for the time being: ATK spawner, quad crasher spawner, shopping cart spawner, and cannon spawner. And then the devices, these devices will not spawn their vehicles, which are currently not compatible with the updated vehicle physics. And as and when these vehicles are updated, their spawners will be re-enabled or replaced with working versions. And then the following devices have been removed from the device gallery and no longer function. It's the brute spawner, and the brute will not be updated to the new vehicle physics systems and has been disabled indefinitely. This is some pretty big information, because right now this means all maps that use ATKs, quad crashers, shopping carts, and cannons are broken. So like, if you have a death run that uses a level that's a quad crasher, you better go in there and fix it, because that level is not going to work anymore just because they did this. You're not going to be able to use these. It sounds like they will in an update fix it. And it also sounds that they have changed the way that vehicles work, the vehicle physics. And then hopefully they get fixed soon, because I know a lot of people like using these. Luckily, the driftboard is not disabled, because that's one of my favorite ones to use. But the brutes, I'm not upset that they're leaving. I don't think anyone really was upset that they're leaving. They're not in the game anymore, though. They're no way in the game. You can't get them in normal games. You can't even get them in creative anymore. And then they just have some bug fixes and other stuff in here. There's a bunch of new devices. It's a really long list, so if you want to go and look at that, then you could just go in there on the blog post to see it. Also, we have some news about Reboot a Friend. This is kind of actually from a week ago, so it is till the 26th. You have about a week and a half still to do it. And it's with friends who haven't played for 30 days or more, and they can go to the website to sign someone up. And what you can get from this is, all the items you can earn from here are not exclusive. They have never been released before, but they can be released. However, at some point, they may be available for purchase. I'm really sad. I can't get these, because all my accounts on my friends list I haven't been on in 30 days or more are either is pretty much just old accounts that I've made because like friends have come over, or like accounts that random people that I added. So if you don't have any friends though that I've been on in 30 days or more, you will be able to do it 10 point. So you need 400 points to get every single reward, or 400 or 500 points to get every single reward. And it's 100 points for every first game that you play with a rebooted friend, and 10 points for every game that you play with after. But if you don't have any friends that have been on in 30 days, then just play with someone who is on your friends list, and every game will be 10 points, and you'll have to play like 50 matches with them or 40 matches with them. So it'll take longer to get all the rewards, but you can still get them. Other for news, the last thing on the Epic Games website before you go to the bugs from the new update is a home base status report for 4/13/2021. They actually have a video on here that is the home base report recording. I'm not going to play it because you can't hear it through the podcast. But they have a new mini quest line beginning on April 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. Pacific. Follow home base newest hero in their mission to join the fight against the Husky forces of evil in the new mini quest line. Complete the quest line to earn legendary flux XP and evolution materials. I always like more legendary flux, so I'm excited for this. Always like having more flux and can hire more heroes. From the major's desk. Recruits, I am once again here to update you on where we stand in with our crowd control and effects. Friendly reminder that hero abilities and weapons do not add the crowd. Hero abilities and weapons do not add the crowd control counter mentioned in the previous report. The only thing that adds to the counter is trap control effects. Here's where the new changes come in. Recruits, 5 trap control effects can still make the husks immune, but if they're not hit by a control and effect for at least 30 seconds, then that counter will reset back to 0. This is the perfect time to send them back to their tunnels. However, if this immunity is reached, it will only last for 2 minutes rather than forever. They'll keep an eye out for how commanders fare in the field after these changes. And this is Major Oswald. And so if you just click on that, it will take you back to the last report from the 16th of last month. I don't actually know where it said this. Okay, right here. So it's just some stuff. I don't know exactly where it is, but you can find it somewhere here. Also, coming April 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern, grab Dashing Hair Hen and Easter Egg Launcher from the event store. Dashing Hair Hen, ready to exterminate. Standard perk is Exterminate. Kunai Storm throws 3 egg bombs, which deal 37 base damage to nearby enemies. And then the commander perk, it does 111 damage to nearby enemies. And then the Easter Egg Launcher launches that lobs eggs at the husks that explode on contact. Strategically place the eggs to create festival landmines. A maximum of 6 eggs can be active at a time. Also, Bunny Brawler Luna hops into action. Standard perk, Explosive Entrance. Shockwave drops 3 egg bombs, which deal 54 damage each. And then commander perk is it does 162 damage each. I'm actually really excited to pick this one up. Really fun. It sounds like I like using the shockwave effect. Also, the mechanist Mina of Hack will be leaving on the 16th, which is in 3 days. Or if you hear this tomorrow, 2 days. So if you wanted to get that one, pick it up. Or you can get the Robo Ray pack when the next one comes out. Finally, before I go into the news, I know I said that was the last one, but super levels to unlock to Rana, Raz, and Spire Assassin have been enabled. So for the Chronium, you need Chronium to Rana, you need level 110, Chromium, Raz level 130, and Chromium, Spire Assassin level 150. I'm only level 105, so it's going to take a while to get to level 150. And that looks pretty cool. But then where it gets really cool is Runic. Runic is for Tirana is level 150, Runic Raz is level 180, and Runic Spire Assassin is level 200, only for the second style of her. But these look really cool. They're chromium, except they have purple runes on them, and they look really cool. And then the gold is gold Tirana is level 205, gold Raz is level 215, and gold Spire Assassin is level 225. The really cool gold ones. The chrome is just replaced with gold for these ones, and they just look amazing. So I'm really excited to get those as well. Finally, before we go into the item shop today, we have bug fixes. They're investigating an issue where the Hollowback backlink cannot be equipped in the locker and it appears invisible in-game and in the locker and in the item shop, and they'll update when they have more information. They're aware of an issue where rapidly editing builds will sometimes not properly edit the selected piece in creative. They're aware of an install failed error on PC preventing logins, and they're aware of an issue where players may receive a quest from Jonesy the First to speak to the Tirana, Lara Croft, Raven, Cluck, or Cobb that does not grant rewards, and that will be fixed in the remaining quests made available in future updates. So that's really exciting to see bug fixes, because those will be fixed very soon. But then finally, before we end today's episode, as we do have an event coming up. As I said, the Alloy Cup for PlayStation, but we have the item shop to go over. And we have a brand new bundle in here. That is the Lelio's Locker Bundle. It's, I actually don't know how much this one costs, to be honest. I already own two items in the set, so for me it only costs 1,000 for it, but I'll tell you what, you guys, what's in it. We have the Orin skin with the Mecha Fusion Jump Kit Backbling, the Poofy Parcel Glider, the Icebreaker Pickaxe, and the Enigma Wrap. This Enigma Wrap is one of my favorites, and it looks really good with the skin. Just from what I've seen, it looks really good in the item shop. But you can get it, 2,000 V-Bucks is how it costs for all of them. For me, it's only 1,000 since I already own the two. So if you own the pickaxe and the wrap, it's only 1,000 to get it. But if you want to buy them separately, Orin with the Mecha Fusion Jump Kit Backbling is 1,200 V-Bucks. Icebreaker is 500. Poofy Parcel is 800. And the Enigma Wrap is 500. Moving on to the featured section, we have the Infinity skin with the Starfield Backbling for 1,500, one of my favorites. Star Strike for 800. The Eternal Zero Wrap, this is also one of my favorites. I bought this one when it came out for the first time. Really cool wrap for 500. We also have the Echo skin with the True Reflection Backbling, and they both have that inverted style, which looks amazing as well, for 1,200. The Inversion Blades, which also has those inverted styles. The Echo Jet, which is for 800, which also has an inverted style. And the Echo's Wrap for 300. We also have the Bunny Wolf Backbling, the Bunny Wolf skin with the Heart Grid Backbling, and she does have that reactive Neon Bunny and Neon Wolf style. And her Backbling has also the same styles. We also have the La Lion skin with the Diamond Grid Backbling for 1,500, and he has the Neon Llama style, Neon Lion style, and the Reactive style. We also have the Neonimals wrap, which is animated and reactive for 500, really cool wrap. In the daily section today, we have the Grimmior skin with the Hollow Skull Backbling for 1,500, the Bocce outfit with the Mochi Backbling, which, and she has that Spy style now, which she's had for 1,200 V-Bucks, one of my favorite skins. The new Guard Gang music pack for 200, the Never Gonna emote for 500, the Toasty emote for 200, and the Phoned In emote for 800. Then in the limited time, we still have that Last Laugh pack in here for $20, the Hazard Platoon pack for $4, and the Infiltration Tool pack for 1,200. This one's new. You get the Cutting Words pickaxes, which has single and dual-handed styles. Really cool slash effect, too, on all of these. Then you have the Rebel Authority, which has a single and dual as well. Also has a really cool slash effect. And finally, the Slice and Dice, which has a single and dual. Also has a really cool animated slash effect. These are the Anime Legends pickaxes. Then we have the Anime Legends pack in here, which has the Yuki skin, which has the hood up or hood down style. I really like the hood down style personally. We also have the Megumi skin, which is probably my favorite in the pack. This one's really cool. And then the Chigusa skin, which is probably my second favorite in the pack. Really cool. Then for their backblings, we have the, what is it called? The Guard Pop backbling, the Hack Pack backbling, and the Watchful Wabbit backbling. And these are all blue skins in the pack, and it costs 2,200 to get all of them. And so that is all for the item shop, and that is going to end off today's episode. So if you'd like to find me anywhere else, of course, you can find me over on YouTube at Numi. I actually just posted two new videos over there. Actually, only one of them is up now, but if you go there, you can see that there is a new one premiering tomorrow at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. standard time. And then there is all the leaked skins are up there as well right now. You can see all the 16.20 leaked skins in the new update. And then, of course, you have my new video going up tomorrow. So make sure you go check out those. You can also find me over on Twitch at Exotic Numi. I changed it again, but this way there's no numbers at the end. So hopefully that makes it better. But Exotic Numi over on Twitch. So make sure that you go over there and subscribe. It will help out a lot. And follow me on Twitch. I'm planning to do some streaming this weekend, actually. I haven't done any in a while, but planning to do it this weekend as I try to get back into it. Probably not on Friday, probably more like Sunday or Saturday afternoon. But that's going to be all for today's episode. So until next time, guys, goodbye.